Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, it's just so much been going on in this last hour. I tell you, the love of men are waxing cold. And I tell you, look like every time you turn around, if it ain't this, it's that, and ain't that, it's this. I'm telling you. It seems like, you know, the world is just turned upside down. As we say, and, you know, wars and rumors of wars, and I mean, there's just so much going on. You know, everything is going down, but the word of God, just like the word has warned us, you know, our nations at war, and not only the nation, but our homes, our jobs, our schools, you know. It's just wars everywhere, battles in your mind, you know, the battles of your mind. That's what the devil wants, to overtake your mind. You know, the Bible warns us of great deception in this last hour. And it's just a sad time that we're living in. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, are discussing Carlton Pearson, you know, during this time. It's just been so much going on. I've just been praying and laying and praying, you know. Haven't been home for a couple of days, you know, asking God to order my steps. You know, it's nothing good in the flesh. You know, I want to be led by the Spirit of God in this last hour. So many people are being led by their flesh. You know, you're doing what your flesh tells you to do. But I want to be led by the Spirit of God in this last and evil days, because people's souls are at stake. I was listening to a young lady named April. She was talking about, you know, how people really need to be standing up for truth in this last hour. It's a blessing to see young people, you know, serving God and speaking out for God in this last hour. It seemed that, you know, people that's not even considering to be pastors are speaking out for cause of Christ. And that is what the men and women of God is supposed to be doing. It's about souls, y'all. It's not about us, but it's about souls in this last hour. The devil, you know, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. John 10:10 says he come to kill, steal, and destroy our lives. But Christ said he come to give us life, and that more abundantly. And I don't know why people don't want abundant life in a day and time like this, but I want abundant life in Christ today. You know, the Bible, you know, what would you give in exchange for your soul? You know, the word asks us that question. What would you give? What on this earth is worth your soul? Who on this earth is worth your soul? Nothing is worth your soul. People are dying every day, every minute, every second. Somebody is gone. And it doesn't matter how old you are, babies, middle-aged, young people, I mean old people. everybody has to go. There are two facts, and there's a fact you were born, and there's a fact you're going to die and going to give an account of who you're going to serve in this last hour. Yes, baby. But what, baby?
Okay.
But there, who you're going to serve in this last hour. There are many gods, you know, Hindu gods, and, you know, in India, they like 300 million, a billion gods, you know, that people are serving trees and the moon and stars and, you know, and each other, you know, worshiping, you know, people, you know. That's why, you know, people get in a relationship and can't stand to, you know, to give up the person. You're going to kill them, you know, like they, you know, like you never lived before you met them. That is a spirit of deception, that you, to have you to kill somebody instead of just letting them go and move on in life. But that's the enemy. He's doing his job. He's killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives and destroying families and destroying relationships. I'm telling you, it's just so much going on in this world, in the school system, the young people killing up one another, and, you know, and they got all these books that, you know, is telling the kids, you know, that they're not a female or male no more. It's just so much going on. It's so much going on. And with this inclusion stuff, this stuff just came in so quickly. You know, when Cotton Pierce first came out with inclusion, everybody was talking against him. Oh, he made the paper. Charisma magazine had him in there. Oh, Cotton Pierce done lost his mind. You know, people were saying he lost his mind, talking about there's no hell. You know, and now, and, you know, talking about there's you can include in everything your life, hell don't exist, and you can do what you want to do. And he said that people believe just like him. He said T.D. Jakes and all of them believe just like him. And you see it today. Yes, they believe just like him. You know, here it is. This man is on his dying bed, and there's still people and leaders ministering to him and ministering life to him. They just giving him recognition of what he done. It ain't about what you've done. It's about what you're doing now. You know, it's just, that kind of remind me of, you know, of Solomon, you know, how he started out right and, you know, and end up reckless, a reckless life at the end. And, you know, and that's where we are at today. People need to speak out for truth. Speak out for what's right. You know, stand up for God. Say, for God I live and for God I die. Come on. You know, but you just got itching ears and you just want to do what you want to do. You know, that's why people are where they're at now. That's why you're seeing in and everything take place now, because people just doing whatever they want to do. You know, but we here at the Ready Church want to make a difference. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you this morning for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you, God, for allowing us to see a new day. And you didn't have to do it, but you did. We thank you for our families, our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, our brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, relatives, our friends, and even our enemies on today. We pray for those that hate us without a cause. Oh, God, we pray for them on today. And we pray for those that are in bereavement. We pray for those that are sick in your bodies today, that God is a healer on today. Trust and believe that there is nothing impossible with God, but all things are possible to those that believe. We pray for you on today, and we plead the blood of Jesus over your mind, body, and soul today. We pray that you would yield your will to God before time is too late. I pray today, God, that you will think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay and help me to minister life to someone in these last and evil days, that they will come running, crying out, what must I do to be saved before time is too late? In Jesus' name we pray. You know, as I was saying, you know, so much going on, you know, we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we need to pray for, you know, Gaza and Israel. We just need to pray for our nation. I heard on day before yesterday, 5 U.S. citizens was struck. They were doing training, and the 5 of them died. Oh my God! We just need to pray. Pray. I mean, every time you turn around, someone is gone. You don't know when he's going to come knocking at your door and say, today is your day, and there will be no calls out, and there will be no show, you know, no show up. You're going to, you know, when he call your name, you're going to move, you know. But as I say, just been thinking about so many things, you know, that's happening in our world today. You know, people losing their job, people being thrown out on the street, losing their home, don't have a place to stay, and you know, and oh, it's just so much to think about, y'all. It's so much to pray about. It's so much for us to do. It's a lot of work out here that needs to be done, and only going to get done if we do it. We got to deny ourselves, and you know, and you look in the church world, and they got everything going on, you know, people just doing whatever they want to do, all in the name of Jesus, you know, cussing and fussing and just, you know, just doing anything today, and thank God is just going to accept anything, because you including anything and everything in your life, people compromising. You know, I listened to David Wilkerson, you know, even back in 73, I mean, he was talking about the things that's happening today, you know, in our nation, how the church was going to, you know, turn to, you know, prosperity and, you know, and that's what has gotten a lot of people into trouble. Even, you know, if you think back with Carson, you know, Carson say, you know, you got to perform and you got to, you know, be the best you can be for, you know, these leaders today and to make it up in what they call success in the church world, you know. But we shouldn't be worried about fame and fortune of this world, because you came with nothing. You're going to leave with nothing. But one thing for sure, your soul, where your soul going to spend eternity? It's about your soul. That's what it's all about, our soul. People exchanging everything for your soul. No God is worth your soul, y'all. Come on. Mother, brother, father, sister, nobody's worth your soul. No woman, no man, nobody's worth your soul. We're running out of time. Satan knows it. The Bible says in Revelation 12, it talks about, you know, that even the Satan himself knows that he has but a short time. But we got a long time, because people building up buildings and, you know, and stuff. You just feel like you're just here to stay forever, even with people leaving every, you know, day, every minute, every second. I have a cousin that just lost his life, and his funeral is on this weekend. With that fentanyl, you know, somebody gave him some stuff. And it's just a praying time, y'all. It's a praying time. Praying for my family. I pray that someone would be saved, set free, and delivered during this time, you know, because you never know, like I said, when he's going to knock on our door, you know. But people go to funerals and, you know, and they look at other people and don't think about, you know, your time is coming. Your time is coming. You know, so, but the word of God said in the last and evil days, that these are perilous times. The love of many will wax cold, and we see that, you know, people don't love like they used to, and You know, and the Bible said that there will be a form of godliness, and that's what we see today, just a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And that's why, you know, people can include in and everything in your life, you know, drinking and smoking and cussing and all the things you said that Jesus delivered you from, you're going back to now. Who could that have been that did that to you, you know, that came and talked to you? The devil. The Bible saying, Galatians said, oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It takes a person to bewitch you. You know, Jason, Carton Pearson, you know, is the reason why Jason made it up to where he is today. You hear different ones, you know, talk about, these leaders, and they worship. They literally worship these men, and that's what got you in the place you is now, because you put them in the place of God. No man is greater than God. Jakes ain't made no heaven and earth. Carton Pearson ain't made no heaven and earth and skies and seas, but you worshiping these men that's got to die and give an account just like you, because they said, or, you know, saying, you know, there's Jesus not the only way, and there's many ways to God, and you can include in and everything in your life. That's why people are where they are today. That inclusiveness, just, you know, many ways to God, and where the Bible has told us that Jesus is the only way. You can't change it. Cotton Pearson can't change it, you know, because it came to his mind he don't want hell. So now, because he said there's no hell, people fall in that mess. The Bible is the truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You know, the word of truth is the word of God. He said he don't change, not his word do not change. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And nobody can change the word of God. If it's new, it's not true. You know, he said, because he's the same. And if you're changing it, it's not the same. You know, profane. It's this message, profane. God's word is sacred. Not profane, it's sacred. His word is truth, y'all. But the fire went out. You know, people have lost their fire. They have lost their fire for God. That's why you got a form there. You're doing in and everything saying it's God. You know, you can just do what you want to do. No, the word of God said deny you. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. We used to sing the song, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Carton Pearson, them used to sing them songs too, but they started the hearing itching hand, the itching ear. For one thing, people got so much money and materialism, you know, listed, and the enemy used that door to get you where you at. When you lose the fire of God, that's the problem. Losing the fire of God. People have lost the fire of God. It's what caused people, and what causes people to lose the fire of God. Revelation 3:17 said, because you say, I'm rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing. That's the problem. People, you know, start looking at what accumulate here on this earth, materialism. That's what it is. It's saying, then you say, look, when you think you don't arrive, the scriptures say, therefore let him who think he stands take heed lest he fall. And that's why everything is falling around about us, because people have lost their fire for God. You stop praying, you know, because you got houses and cars and money, and the more you get, the more you want, and the less you have for heart of God and being on fire for God. You know, in 1 Corinthians 10:12 says, be diligent to see that you found in the faith. We got to be found in the faith of God. Continue in the grace, you know, that you already received. You know, before these people got saved, and, you know, you listen to Jake say he was digging ditches, and, you know, and they didn't have nothing. And his wife talking about they had a small church, and they were waiting for two or three people to come in, and you know, and couldn't get nobody in. He was a piano player, the usher, and all that stuff. But see, when you lose your fire for God, for fortune and fame, you know, I heard there was like 50 families left West Virginia and moved to Dallas with them. You had to offer them something. Somebody had to offer you something. Money was offered. You know, and people ain't never had none. Somebody offer you $1 million to sell out. Yeah, that's what people do. They start selling out. Give out, you know, forget God and forget how good he is and forget what he done for you when you were sick and he healed your body and you were, you know, out there in the world of sin and could have been dead and he held back the hands of death. Somebody could have shot you, stabbed you, or ran over you. So many things the devil could have did, but God held back the hands of death. But people, when they, you know, they lose their fight for God, and you say, look, I'm rich, I have become wealthy and have need of nothing. Materialism in America has put the fire out of many people. That's what's going on with the church today. That's what happened to Cotton today. That's what happened to the minister in the church today. You know, everybody want to be a preacher. Everybody, because being a minister today is big business. It's big business. People writing books and telling about your life and stuff instead of sticking with the word of God, because we all got a story to tell. Everybody got a story to tell. My story might not be like your story, but we all got a story to tell. And while you writing that book, you could be out here witnessing to somebody and making a difference in people's lives and, you know, leading them to Christ that their souls might be saved. Might be saved. It's about soul winning, preaching the gospel, leading people to Jesus Christ. That's what the word of God does. It changes your life and rearranges your mind. You know, he gives you a new walk and a new outlook on life when the word of God come in. But these people have lost the zeal of God, the fire of God, because of materialism. You know that now, you know, you used to want to preach, but you want to be a movie star and movie stars with a Bible, you know, actors. And, you know, T.D. Jakes had the mega mess and mega fest, you know, talking about, come on, you want to be you want to have your own business and you want to, these things taking your mind away from God. You want to, you know, you want to make it in this world, a music world, being in the music industry, and people's mind got over God and got it on what they want to do, what you want to be, and what you want, you know, to do. Oh my God, brought this hip hop in, hip hop in the church years ago, hip hop in the church. Then you left from hip hop in the church and made it holy hip hop. Ain't nothing holy about hip hop. Your flesh. And that's what has gotten people in the mess they're in today, materialism and wanting to be famous and, you know, making a name for yourself. And Jesus is the one we're supposed to be lifting up, but you want people to lift you up. And people are, these preachers are spiritual gurus. People don't want you to talk about these leaders. You know, if you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're leading people away and astray, you're wrong. You know, if you're not leading them to Christ, you're wrong. If you're leading them to starting a business and being actors and being famous and getting a trophy that don't talk, don't move, don't do nothing for you, that's a piece of metal put on a mantle, you know, the God that you made with your own hands, the Bible say, you know, these trophies was made with man's hands. Somebody made them. And all you doing is, and you lifting it up, crying, and talking about, thank God for this. God has nothing to do with it. Those are idol gods, idols. You worshiping a statue. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. People just consumed with things, making a buck and making a living rather than consuming with the zeal of God in your life. Jesus said, and the cares of this world is the deceitfulness of riches. And the desires of other things entering in and chokes the word. And it becomes unfruitful. That's why, you know, you're not seeing any fruit. All you're seeing is rituals doing and being done in the church today. You know, they got the rings on their finger and, you know, and the robes on and you walking a certain way and holding your hand in pyramids. And, I mean, everything but the name of Jesus. Doing like the Pharisees and Sadducees, you know? And that we want, would you see? Would you see where you at now? Where you see that the church is no longer in the same place that, well, the church is no longer the church. Ichabod is on the door. The Spirit of the Lord has departed. You know, even with Eli, he was a priest of the house of God. And he had sons, and they were working in the house of God. And they was beginning to mess with the women in the church, just like Jamal Bryan and Ed Long and all these other people just, you know, getting with folks and think you can just do anything. Doing stuff in the house of God, laying together with folks and get up and preach. These people, I mean, this world is in a fallen state. It's Babylon. Our master's Babylon. Got in and everything going on over here. People in the church doing African dances. And these people been doing stuff with rituals and stuff. Everybody got these rings in your nose. Don't even know what it represents. You know, and the Bible tells us don't do that. Everything that God called abomination is in the house of God today. We need to get it right. We need to get it right. I'm so disturbed by what I see in the house of God and in the body of Christ. You say, I need nothing. I need a nothing. I'm satisfied. I have great retirement plan. I got great pension, investments, and houses. Everybody, I'm going to get in real estate. You want to be rich? Get in real estate. Everybody, I'm going to real estate school. And, you know, oh, my God, everything to take you away from God, the fame and the fortunes and the riches of this world system, this world. Come on, y'all. Why don't you need God? Or need to be on fire for God? This is a picture of America, y'all. Sports. Everybody into sports. You won't even go to the house of God because I got to see my sports game. And then again, where it used to be, are you trying to leave the house of God to go see the game? They even got a TV in the church. They sitting in there having, you know, everybody come in and look at the Cowboys. Come on, we going to, you know, win tonight and put them betting, the church betting, gambling. Oh, my God, these are the things that was out in the world. You gambled and played bingos and cards for money. Now it's in the church. Corrupt the church. Ichabod is on the door. The Spirit of the Lord has departed from the house of God, y'all. Oh, my God. A picture of church goers. That's all. That's all you see. Everybody going to church because of something they've been doing, tradition. See, but Paul warned Timothy. You know, he said, don't forget your mama, you know, and your grandmama, Lois and Eunice. Don't forget what you've been taught. These people have been taught truth, and now you done forgot truth. Mama and them gone now, and you think you can just do whatever you want to do. It's new now. God's doing something new, a new world order. A new world order. Oh, no. That means out with the old, in with the new. Oh, my God. And you heard the president say they forging. Forging ain't real. Jesus is real. His word is real. His word is truth. We can't change God's word, y'all. Talking about many ways to God now, T.D. Jackson, no. Many ways to God. When you've been saying Jesus is the way all this time, even saying that, you know, heaven is not my home. Heaven is not my home. What? The word of God said that in John 14, chapter John, said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And my Father's house is a man and mansion. He said he gone away to prepare a place for us. This is not it. He gone away to prepare a place for us. And that place is called heaven. But you listen to Jason, I'm talking about heaven is not my home. My heaven is here on earth. Tell me he going to look up at the dirt and say he did what he wanted to do before he left. I heard him say when he turned around about 50, I think he said, the first 50 years of my life, I did what God wanted me to do. Now I'm going to do what I want to do. And people didn't even pay attention.
And that's what they're doing, whatever they want to do. And they have bewitched you and taken you away from truth. And now your ears is itching. Like the Bible said, a seducer was coming and reduce you and seduce you away from truth. People are has been bewitched away from truth. Jesus is still the way, y'all. Jesus is still the answer. Jesus is still your only hope. Jesus is still your only help. Jesus is still the only healer. You go to the doctor. You might be sick. You go to the doctor. The doctor can't heal you. It takes Jesus to heal you. They may do surgery on you, but it takes Jesus to heal you. He's the healer. He's the deliverer of your soul. Nobody can deliver your soul. Nobody can heal your soul but the word of God, but God. And then you hear these preachers talking about God is the worst failure. Kenneth Cobb is the worst failure. That's a disrespect to God. And the Pope talking about God is the worst failure. There is no failure in God. If any failure, it's in man. It's in you trying to be God, talking about you, God. Everybody talking about they God. You, that mess came in on TBN. Paul Klaus talking about I am God, you a little God, and we a little God. And they all, then all of a sudden you hear Mary, Mary, you know, it's the God in me. Everybody, you know, and the people ain't even say, yeah, it's the God with a small g, not the God of the Bible. Twisting God's word and changing God's word. They're talking about they like they Michael Jackson, you know, song, you know, and then we then they listen to the other the gospel for the get their spiritual on, you know. I mean, y'all ain't paying attention to what's been taking place. Y'all ain't paying attention. Y'all ain't been paying attention. These Christians are not on fire, walking in the presence and the power of God. They ain't doing that. But have turned away. It's time to stir yourself up with the fire of God, with the word of God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Revelation 3 and 17 and 18 talks about, and do you not know that you are wretched? The Bible says you're miserable, you're poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire that you may be rich. What is the goal of God, y'all? The scripture, the word of God. The scripture said the wisdom of God is more precious than rubies and silver and gold. Come on. The gold that's tried in the fire is wisdom of God, y'all, and the faith of God. That comes from his word, from the word of God. Come on, y'all. In John 15 and 3, Jesus said, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. But when you lose the word of God, you get that filthy. Your Bible becomes dusty, just sitting around and not picking it up. You're only going to be as strong as the word that you eat, that you feed yourself. You're supposed to feed yourself the word of God every day. Give us our daily bread. Eat the word of God. You feed yourself physically every day. You need to feed yourself spiritually every day with the word of God. In Ephesians 5 and 26, Paul says in regards to the church, his relationship with the church, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. The word. When you're hungry and thirsty after God, you hungry for the word. You're seeking him in prayer. Yeah. You know, and you're going to him and you're praying, and you know, he opened up the revelation of his word through his word. Revelation, you know, chapter 1 talks about it's a blessing. It will be a blessing to those who read it. Revelation is to means to reveal, to uncover things to you. That's why these preachers have stopped even preaching about Revelation, because they know that you're going to get, things were going to be open to you. Because the Bible says it'll be a blessing to those that read it. The Bible says in Revelation 21 talks about he that's holy, let him be holy still. What happened? He that's filthy, let him be filthy still. What happened? He said, he who's righteous, let him be righteous still. If you're going to be righteous, be righteous. If you're going to be holy, be holy. If you're going to be filthy, be filthy. God gave every man free will and choice. That's why I'm saying, I don't know why y'all following these pastors and preachers that's preaching and leading you away from truth. I know y'all talk about Carton Pierce, what he did. You know, even the Bible talks about a prophet, even a prophet come and tell you the truth, but then come later on and try to lead you astray. The Bible said, don't follow them. So what's going on? While y'all was up there giving him recognition, y'all should have been trying to pray for him and lead him, you know, to the Lord before he leaves this earth. Lead him to salvation for real. Tell the brother, you know, we love you. We love you enough to tell you the truth. We don't want you to lose out. You go back. Go back to the way that you was preaching. Go back to how you were teaching us. Come on. Get back to God before it's too late. Come on. Don't lose your soul. Nobody's worth your soul. Come on. That's what you need to been doing. That's what the body of Christ need to been doing. Helping this brother. If you really love him, the Bible says if you love him, you tell the truth. Anybody you love, you want to tell the truth. Come on, y'all. You love your children. That's why you tell them the truth. That's why you try to train them up in the way of the Lord. So when they get old, they won't go astray. That's why you try to be an example to them. When you were growing up, you know, you didn't want to cuss around your children. You didn't want to smoke. Somewhere you didn't even want to smoke around your children because your children tell me, I want to smoke. And you said, no, that's bad for you. And then they look at you and say, well, if it's bad for me, it should be bad for you. And that's why they grow up drinking and smoking and stuff because that's what they're seeing you do. And they feel like if you did it, it's okay. And they're quite sure that your parents told you don't do it, but you did it. So they following your example. Come on, y'all. Get back in the word of God. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. Grow in the Lord. Yes, baby. Yes, baby. You being so good. I just thank God for you.
Mama.
What, baby?
Mommy.
Yeah. They'll be right back. But we just thank God. Thank God for the word. Come on. There's joy. Unspeakable joy. The only way you can get joy is through Christ. Well, when you don't even have a dime but have peace of mind. I mean, there's people that's out here rich but not and don't have no peace of mind. Rich and kill themselves. So money won't save you. Your riches won't save you. It won't give you peace of mind. You know? It won't give you that joy that only you can find in Christ. Come on, y'all. Get back to the word of God. We're running out of time. Jesus is soon to come. We must be about our Father's business. Come on, impact somebody with Christ. I'm trying to be an example to people every day. I try to live the life that I minister about. I try to live before my children, you know, and my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. I try to be an example to those around about me, you know. And even in that, you know, even in the good that you try to do, good ain't good enough because you still ain't going to satisfy or please people. But you got to think about pleasing God, doing his will, not your will, not my will, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, God. Show us what to do. Help us to lead people to you. Point them to Jesus, not to yourself. Don't let people get so caught up in you that they think you God. You're not God. None of us are the creator. It is him that has created us and not we ourselves. It's he that has made us and not we ourselves. He made us to glorify him, to worship him, to praise him, to obey him. Solomon started out obeying God, and the word of God told him, you know, what to do and to stay in the will of God because he told him, and he warned Solomon. He said, look, if these strange women, they're going to lead your heart away from God. You're going to lead your heart away, astray from truth. And that's what it did. Solomon's heart was led astray by strange women, by women that, you know, believe other things, you know. And that's what's going on. People get hooked up talk to people and you once believe God's word and you get hooked up with an unbeliever, an atheist, you know, people that don't believe God, and the word of God said, a fool, and said in his heart, there is no God. It's him that wakes you up. It's him that's keeping you. It's him that gave you the breath of life. It's him. It's him. And I don't care how rich you are or poor you are, you're going to leave here. Your money can't buy you salvation. Your money can't keep you from dying. You know, if it's all about your money, save people from dying. Save yourself from dying. Can't do it. And like I said, if it's all about money, you got rich people out here kill themselves. It's a demon. It's the doorways you open up in your life that the enemy comes in, and he makes a home inside of you, to live inside of you, to rule you, to lead you astray, to destroy you. The devil don't love you. He come to kill, steal, and destroy your life. But Jesus said he come to give you life, and that life more abundantly on today. You want some treasures? The best treasures you can have is the wisdom and knowledge that's hidden only in Christ Jesus today. And he's not just for some people. He's for everybody. Anybody. Come like you are. Red, yellow, black, or blue. Come just like you are. He come to save you from your sin. He loves you to cleanse you from your sin. You can say, Jesus, come into my heart. Change my life. Make me new. A new life in Christ so I can walk right, talk right, live right, think right, do right, and be an example to somebody. Lord, I know that you came and you died and you rose again for me. That your blood, you shed your blood, that blood that had never sinned. Nobody here on this earth is sinless. That blood could cleanse you from your sin on today. Only the blood of Jesus. The goal of God. That's what we need. Yes. Oh, yes. The gold that's tried in the fire, y'all, is the wisdom of faith of God that comes only from the word of God. And we thank him on today that the devil's defeated, God is exalted, the Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord, and we thank him on today. And to God be the glory. We're here at the Ready Church. Just want to say we thank you for joining us, and if God be for us, who can be against us?
But if you trust in the word of God only truth, you will believe. Lord told his folks that you must take his yoke. Take his yoke and learn. But the devil said, hey, when I learned another day, what could it hurt? Don't you be deceived. You can't have your way. You gotta live.